Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. What's up? Hey, we are dishing you the latest in celebrity and entertainment news. Now, Heidi and Portia are out, but the rest of the gang is here. How's everybody doing?
Hey, how are you, Sherry?
All good in the hood, Sherry. Now, listen, Halle Berry says hell no when it comes to dating this kind of man. We'll tell you all about it.
Is Tyler Perry having a crisis about being single?
And NFL player Todd Gurley has escaped a crappy situation. We'll explain, but first, Frank and Beans, what's going on?
All right, it's Christmas card season once again. You guys still sending out Christmas cards?
Not this year.
It seems like an old-time tradition since we're always seeing each other on our Instagram posts, so you don't need to see the family picture. But it's as much a tradition as the royal family. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, Prince William and Kate Middleton, just released their royal Christmas card showing off their family all together now.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It looks like the picture that comes with the photo album.
How'd they get the kids to smile like that? Sherry, do you think it's a very, very cute card, and they look super nice, but do you think that they have the same kind of trouble that we have getting our kids to sit and pose and smile like that?
You know what, Frank? I'm going to say no, because they're growing up as royals in the future kingdom. They are not allowed to look like they're uncomfortable. They don't show discomfort. They hide pain. So I don't think they go through what we go through, you know, of crying and screaming and not sitting still.
I think the photographer asked him to smile. He goes, "All right, what do you want to be when you grow up?" And they're all like, "Ah!"
I have a picture behind me of me and Jeffrey that shows on Dish Nation. This picture is of him smiling, but he literally was having a temper tantrum, and I was whispering in his ear, "If you don't sit up straight, I will tear your butt up." And that's when they took the picture.
Well, speaking of holiday cards, our early 90s Christmas card from the Kardashian clan is making headlines again because Khloe just realized that her name was spelled wrong thanks to Instagram account 90s Anxiety. Now, she reposted and commented on a photo and said, "Wait, 90s Anxiety just pointed out the typo on my name. So rude. The disrespect of it all. LOL."
All right. You mean to tell me that Khloe never noticed this typo until now?
Frank, kids don't care about Christmas cards, especially the family ones. Like, she probably took the photo and never looked at it again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you ever sent out a card or an invite and then noticed the typo after the effect?
I had an ex-boyfriend send me a Christmas card. He asked me to marry him, and I was going to marry him. Except the Christmas card said, "Lisa, I love you so much. I can't wait for you to be my wife."
Girl.
He sent my Christmas card to her and said, "Sherry, I can't wait to marry you, and we're going to be together for the rest of our life." So we each got the wrong Christmas card.
He was the right kind of lover.
Okay, fellas, if you ever dated one of Halle Berry's friends, you can forget about ever dating Halle. So, in a recent episode of Halle's Instagram show, Bad and Bougie, that she co-hosts with her best friend, Lindsay Flores, the ladies reminisced about the one time Halle pranked Lindsay, claiming her ex-boyfriend tried to talk to her at the farmer's market and tackled the age-old question, can you date your friend's ex? Take a look.
Never, never.
You know I would never anyone.
What?
Yes, you would.
No,
you almost did.
I did not. I got you so good.
I played April Fool's. I pretended that he came up to me at the farmer's market and tried to hit on me.
That's a cardinal sin. Like, you don't date your bestie's exes. If I know you, I'm not dating your past nothing. Because that's just not cool.
First of all, if you were Halle's best friend, would you be pissed about the prank?
Yeah, I think I would.
Oh, you would, Brad.
Yeah.
You would kill a...
Damn, Frank.
I think that's a rule among the females. I think that men will approach each other and say, "Hey, listen, I know you're not dating her anymore. Would you mind if I ask her out?" And guys usually say, "Yeah, yeah, go ahead. That's no big deal." But women, they can say, you know, they can have that same courtesy and ask their girlfriends, "Do you mind if I go out with your ex-boyfriend?" They'll say, "Yeah, yeah, go ahead." But then they'll excommunicate you for life.
I gotta disagree with you on that one, brother.
Well, the sisters don't play that. We not having that, honey. Cause I'ma feel like you've been looking at him all along when we was dating. So no, ma'am, you just can't do it, honey.
No, and I only date the exes of people I don't like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's my inner petty. You know what I mean? But like, hell no.
Yo, that's super petty. I love it.
All right, y'all. So NFL player Todd Gurley had a pretty horrific bathroom incident with his cell phone, and this is how it went down. Old Todd was having a moment in the John, doing what most people do in the John, scrolling through his phone. Well, what happened next is pretty gross. Chewy, why don't you go ahead and finish this story?
All right. It all started Wednesday at 12:34 p.m., and he said, drop my phone in the toilet while taking a number two. Shake my head.
Oh, no.
And then he said, man, laid it on my lap. Next thing I know, it's sitting on damn. And then a couple of minutes he wrote, I just sprayed my phone with Miss Meyer's cleaner and just called it a day. LOL. Wow, what a situation, y'all.
That is just nasty.
All right, so let's keep it real, everybody. Let's just say you're a football player or somebody who's just super leveled up. You got millions of dollars. Would you retrieve the phone or just go cop another one?
You retrieve the head crack. What you supposed to do, flush it down the toilet? You got to get it out the toilet.
No, just leave it. Just leave it there. Just leave it.
Head crack, that new iPhone 12 is $1,000. I think you might be diving in for it. I think we should change the name from Todd Gurley to Todd Swirly.
He's been in a toilet before. If it was a singular wireless flip phone from 1996, I might, throw it away. But if it's one of those new iPhones, nah, bro, I'm diving in.
It's pretty amazing what someone would do in a pinch.
Hey, yes, I see what you did there, Frank. I see what you did there.
Yo, moving on, Jack A. Harry, who started a 90s sitcom, Sister, says she almost turned down the role of Lisa Landry because she didn't want to play a mom.
Wow.
She felt that taking on the role would be the end of her career, which was kind of true back in those days, I guess. But, a good thing happened out of it. She had a change of heart because the show ended up being a big hit before airing for 6 seasons before being canceled in 1999.
I couldn't imagine anybody else playing the mom in this show, y'all. Like, Jack A's legendary.
Nah, she knocked it out the park. Now, Brad, you've done a bunch of, sitcoms back in the day, too. Like, could you picture turning down a role just because, you didn't like the way it was going to make you look? Or would you just look at it as acting and just rock through?
Acting is acting. You don't play yourself. You play somebody else. So if you like the role, you should take a stab at it and do your best at it. It just shows you have different varieties of characters that you can play.
Mm. And I bet you one today probably told you want to play a mama or you want to be a homeless mama. So, honey, she played a mama.
Oh.
She was born to play this role. I mean, when I get sick, I would want to, Jackie to come in and put a cold compress on my head. She was made to play a mom.
And it's just crazy how, the ages of people back in shows in the 80s and 90s, because to read that she was 37 when she did that, I felt she was 37 on 227.
Right.
But we didn't know her age. Ooh. I didn't know her age. I thought she was mother to die.
Shout out to her.
And not being a homeless mama. So that was good.
Don't be a homeless mama, Gary. Never.
Okay.
Never.
Up next, Tina Fey's name should be Super Fey after saving a man's life. We'll explain.
And Dish Nation is brought to you in part by Cascade Platinum. Nothing cleans better.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, Tina Fey is a great actress, writer, and comedian, and producer, but Tina's best role might be one of a hero. Tina was recently on The Tonight Show and revealed to Jimmy Fallon that she saved a man's life earlier this year, y'all.
Wow.
Take a look.
I just hear something going, help, help. And I was like, is that a help or a bird? Because I've been in my house for 2 months, right? So I went and got my older daughter, and I was like, come out here, come out here. And we're standing outside. We're waiting, and a couple minutes go by, and then we hear it again. It's like, help, help. So we called the cops. We're like, what do? We call the cops our first day out of the house. We're like,
it's silly
we're calling the cops at the height of the pandemic. Right? Cop comes, and then we found out, a couple hours later, that it was a guy who flipped a kayak in the Hudson.
Tina, you saved a man's life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, Gary, I know a lot of times you like to keep it moving, mind your own business. Would you have called the cops, or would you just assume it was a bird and just keep it pushing?
Oh, no, honey. I definitely just assumed it was a bird, baby. I mean, just keep on going, honey. Girl, whatever, honey. I'm like, baby, you just start chirping, honey.
Gary. Gary, you would have leaned over that daggone bridge and been like, is you calling my name? Here I come. come. Here I come.
So if you're ever in danger and Gary is there, just keep praying to God. God's going to save you before Gary does.
Okay. So what would y'all do if y'all found out, like, a celeb saved your life? Would you try to get in contact with them later?
Man.
Girl, if it was
just to say thank you,
the celebrity, who he was, yeah. I mean, if he was, you know, Idris Elba, yeah, I would have called him back. But yeah. If it, I would have been Shepard, I would say thank you.
Yeah, I would have reached out to say thank you.
All right, we're moving on. It looks like Tyler Perry has hit that point in his life. And yes, I'm talking about that midlife crisis.
Oh.
Now, Tyler shared this pic on his IG with the caption, short version, man. He's trying to say hello to all the ladies out there. He's like, this is what a midlife crisis looks like. I'm 51, single, and wondering what the next chapter in my life will look like. Merry Christmas, and let's look forward to 2021 bringing us peace. Now, one fan wrote, I doubt if you'll be single for long. And another person said, God sent me to tell you that I'm your wife.
Wow. Uh-oh. Yo. Did God tell Tyler that? That's the thing when somebody said, God told me to tell you I'm your wife. But did God say that to them? Y'all got to be in sync, okay?
Right.
You got to be in cahoots with the Lord. I think Tyler for so long has been viewed as Madea and in this comical role. I think Tyler's been putting out these pictures. He wants to be viewed as a man and everything that comes along with it. He wants to be viewed as sexy. So I think that, yes, it is a midlife crisis. And it is like, see me for who I am, not as Madea, but as a full-fledged, just full hot-blooded male. So you know what? Shoot your shot, Tyler, is what I say. Go on, get it all.
Go ahead, Sherry. Shoot your jumper.
Okay, first of all, Brett, Tyler don't even hire me for his movies. So you think he gonna be considering me to be his damn girlfriend? Let me get a movie first.
Maybe he don't want to mix business with pleasure. Yeah, it's already built in.
Right?
Sherry Perry? It's already built.
Sherry,
like, let's get
Perry.
It going.
Sherry Perry? Sherry Perry?
Sherry Perry? And well, if we see Sherry in the next 10 Madea films, we know what the hell is going down. All right, y'all? We know what's going down. All right?
How you doing?
Hello.
All right, y'all. Hey to everybody that's watching the show here in Georgia. Remember, early voting has begun for Georgia Senate runoff. And don't forget to do your part and vote.
That's right, Headcrack. And don't forget, honey, to come right back because you won't believe who just admitted that they're part of the Mile High Club. That T-Baby right after the break.
Oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, you guys, it looks like Andy Cohen has passed the test to be a member of this club. So, in a recent episode of Watch What Happens Live, Andy revealed some shocking details about his sex life that got him a lifetime membership to be a part of this very sophisticated club. Take a look.
For both of you, have either of you ever joined the Mile High Club? I'm in it. Are you guys?
No. Are you?
I am.
Where? Where?
How do you know?
On a commercial flight to France.
In a bathroom?
Just don't worry about it.
He has let us know that he is a part of the Mile High Club. Is anybody shocked that Andy did not tell Anderson Cooper before that he was a member of the Mile High Club?
I'm shocked. They good girlfriends, honey. Look like he would have told Anderson that they, what things he did.
Usually when you get in the Mile High Club, that seems like something you would tell your best friends. Like, guess what happened to me on this flight to France?
I just don't get that, Sherry. Unless you fly on a private plane or ride on a private plane, ain't no room in the bathroom to really get it up comfortably.
And when you think about it, like two men in a bathroom, like them things is tiny. I tried to change my kid's diaper in there one time, and he started peeing while I was in it. It was nowhere to go. Full blast, just catching it off.
First class bathrooms are no different from coach bathrooms. You are in there. There's only enough room to sit down, to wash your hands. It's so tight. I'm like, you can't even kiss in there. So how do you do that?
You answered the question, Sherry. If one man is sitting down and the other one is sitting on top of him, that could happen.
Chicka, chicka, bow, wow. Bow, wow. Listen. I'm 6'4". I'm 6'4", 300 pounds. I can barely enter an airplane bathroom.
All right, well, after allegedly retiring from music, Teyana Taylor already has a job lined up waiting for her.
Okay.
Right? So Dion December is continuing on and is not letting it up because Dionne Warwick is officially the most talked about person on social media right now. Now, she recently posted a video directed at Netflix with an idea for who she'd like to see play her in a hypothetical series. Now, in the caption of the video where she asked people who would really watch a series about her life, she tweeted, please don't ask who I would cast to play me, as it would be obviously Teyana Taylor.
Wow.
And when you look at a picture of them together, especially young, hell yeah.
Yes.
And trust me, if Teyana Taylor did this, she would kill it. Anything that girl
she
do,
would.
She puts her all into it and she kills it.
Yeah, I want to see this happen.
It's very interesting because now whenever Dionne Warwick says anything, because she's such a great marketer, I don't believe nothing is chance. I absolutely believe Teyana already in talks at Netflix. Dionne Warwick gonna do the soundtrack.
Hello?
And I'm here for it. You gone, Teyana.
Netflix has already responded. They said they taking notes. And of course, Teyana Taylor was grateful for the mention as well.
That's dope.
But Sherry and Gary, if not Teyana, who else could possibly pull it off?
Tyra Banks, baby, could play Dionne.
No.
I think Mercedes from P-Valley.
Yeah, yo, Brandi Evans could definitely pull off a Dionne Warwick. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
But I already think it's done. I'm just like, you know, Dionne puts out little tidbits that be coming true. Teyana might be signing a contract right now, and I'm here for it, girl.
And she probably going to direct that thing, too. You know, Tiana's a director. She probably going to have a lot of hats in this thing.
Now, see, I think Dionne knows the plays because she still knows those psychic friends that tell her ahead of time what moves she need to be making.
Right.
And she making the moves.
Right.
Up next, finally. Not how Chuck Wicks broke the love code by revealing details about his breakup with his ex Julianne Hough. Ooh, come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
All right, singer and dancer Julianne Hough, she recently split from her husband Brooks Like. I wonder what Brooks Like.
You're hilarious, Sherry.
Yes, thank you for getting that, Chewy. But she really is not going to like the tea that another ex just spilled.
Man.
Oh, that's right, Sherry. Back in 2009, Julianne was partnered with country star Chuck Hicks on Dancing with the Stars. Y'all remember that?
And
they had a short romance as well. And when they split, Julianne wanted people to think, you know, that they were still friends. But that was not the case. On his podcast, Talk to Chuck, Chuck shared what really happened. And he said, well, we made a pact together to basically lie. To say, no, we just wanted to part ways. Everything's fine. It wasn't fine. It hit the fan.
Wow.
I'm surprised that he you know, did that. Usually guys would stay silent, but do you think it's like the woman that usually is the one that's more concerned about what everybody thinks when there's a breakup as opposed to the guys?
Absolutely. When I would break up with girls, I could care less what anybody thought, but I know she was like, I know they would be a little concerned, you know, because they don't want to be perceived as damaged goods, you know? We just keep it pushing, you know what I'm saying?
I guess as a woman, I'm like, if we talk about it and make a pact, then you're supposed to honor it. So I guess maybe that is a woman
thing. If we had your ex-husband on the show to spill the beans, would you
be cool with that? Which one? There's two. There's two of them. There's two of them.
One or one.
We have them both on as special guests.
Yeah.
They start a podcast together.
Whoa.
The podcast
that's produced
would be
by
called,
me.
It'd be called That Bitch is Crazy. That's what it would be called.
See.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.